This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, friends. I want to bring to your attention something on Daf Tzadi. For those listening, we're in the middle of our annual campaign from Mechon Magid Rakia. Could be mishtatef at charity.com/MMH26. The Mishnah on Tzadi Amid Beis said that originally there are three instances where a woman would be divorced and she would get her ksuba. One of them is she would say, Tmei ani lach. I was violated. The Gemara says we're talking about Eishes Kohen. When a Eishes Kohen is violated, she becomes usher to her husband. Presumably she's usher to the husband because, hey, she made herself usher. She said that Tmei ani lach. She said she was violated. And Shavi anafshe chaticha diyusura. Yeah? You know, there's such a concept that if you say something is usher to you, it's usher. So the woman said, hey, husband, you're usher to me. I'm usher to you. And ultimately, the Mishnah said, we couldn't believe her. We can't trust her because maybe she wants to marry someone else and this is a convenient way for her to dissolve the marriage. We did most of the rounds on this page, but there's a very important kasha of the round that we did not do. And a very important question, namely, okay, in the end of the day, we say she's mutter to the husband. How? What happened to Shavye Anafshe Chaticha de Yisura? Now what? The husband's going to live with her? The husband's going to have relations with her? But how could we force her to live with him? But she said he's usher to her, that she was violated. So Shavye Anafshe Chaticha de Yisura. If somebody says that this cholent is pig, we can't force them to eat it. By the way, we'll see. What's the lumdus of Shavye Anafshe Chaticha de Yisura? Is Shavye Anafshe Chaticha de Yisura like, we'll see two possibilities. Hoidoas baldin kameya edim dami. I'm moida that it's usher, so I don't care that you know that it's mutter. It's the admission of the party at hand is like 100 edim. Or is somehow is it like a neder? Is Shavya Nafsh Chaticha Yisura is like midin neder? That's a chakira. Okay, so let's see the Ran. The Ran is the 6th line. Ve'ika lemeidak amas nisin. 6th wide line. Kivan de medina de amra tmei ani lach mitzura abayla. Since fundamentally halacha is if she says I'm tamei to you, she's asur to her husband. Kamishna rishayna. Mishum shaloi tehei noisenes einea ba'achar. So that she doesn't put her eyes on someone else. Heich hitirua. How can we matter it? V'chi iser shaba leheichan halach. Where did the iser go? You're saying, really, she should be believed. But what could we do? We're worried maybe Shema ina nasna be someone else. But what do you mean? Where did the Yisr go? How did you matter the Yisr? She was Shavya Nafsha Chaticha de Yisura. The Ran gives three answers. Yesh misha tireitz ta'afagav de medina asira. Some want to say, even though she's Asr Midin, Sharulei Rabbanan. The rabbis permitted it, umavatle milsa dairaisa. And the rabbis permitted an iser dairaisa. Why? Misha migdar milsa. To make offense for the Torah. Bekum asay. Even though they did it proactively, this is not the Rabbanon saying, it's mutter for the Rabbanon to be oiker davar min haTorah b'sheva al tase, because they're not mater b'sheva al tase here. They're saying she could live with him. It's become asay the geder gadal gajuba shaloi titein eineha ba'achar. They made a big geder so she doesn't put her eyes on someone else. Lahafgia atzma miad baila to remove herself from the husband. Varashus biyadam asos kain kedarmina biyavamos migdar milsashana. So the Ran is saying the methodology of how the chachamim allowed her to live with the husband is mutter lechachamim lakar davar. The only thing is, it's become asay. So the Ran says, "V'hikshu alzeh ain't bezin masnin lakadov minatoyra lebeshav al tasa," or become asay as a hoira shah like Eliyahu b'har Kamel, but not ledoyrois. How could the rabbis for all generations say that if a woman says tamei ani lach, she's mutter lebala? They're being oiker davim minatoyra beshav al become asay for all generations. So this first answer is very difficult. So therefore, the Ran says, "Ledidi loy kashali dechi heichid amrina bekamaduchti the kol de mekadesh adaita the rabbanu mekadesh vafkein rabbanu kedusha minei. Many places, the Gemara teaches that when someone gets married, they get married with the mindset of the chachamim, and the chachamim are mafkia kedushin. Hachanami hacha kol sha'amra labala tmeya ani afkeinu rabbanan lekedushe meikara. Here also, whenever she says to her husband, I am tamei, the rabbanan are mafkia the kedushin, it comes out when, if she was violated in such a circumstance, if she's violated, the rabbis will uproot the kedushin l'mafreya. You want to know how could a woman, if the woman says tamei anilach, where did the iser go? But now she's usher to him because she's an Eishes Kayin. An Eishes Kayin that's violated is usher to her husband. No, under these circumstances, the rabbis come and they say, you got married based on our guidelines. And we say that if a woman is violated and she claims Tmei Anilach, we uproot the Kedushin to begin with. So she was never violated as a married woman. Umishamachi Sharia Labala. And that's why she could even eat Truma. I'm not sure how could she eat truma, but she's not married to this guy. Maybe she's married now, after she was violated, they reinstate it. She could even eat truma. Ela shelfizem mitzarech laimer dechi aminan hachi. Davka be'aymer tzmei lach shenanasti ulekasher nevalti. It would only be if she was violated by a kasher. Avo be'aymer tzmei lach shenanasti minasin oimamzer. But what if she says I was violated by someone who makes her a psula? Then in that case, it's not going to help to uproot the kedushin, because even if she was never married to the kohen. But if she says that a apostle had relations with her, shitaka is asur to the husband because the husband's a kohen. So this would only be true, says the Ran. This answer of that the rabbanan or oikar kedushin would only help if she says she was violated by a kosher. This answer would not help if she says she was violated by a apostle. But it's not mashma in the Gemara or in the Mishnah that she's only mutter to her husband if she says lekasher nevalti. It's mashma, she's always mutter to her husband. So now the Ran has to try a third answer, and this is what we're going to focus on. V'achirim tirtzu de Mishnah Rishayna loy dina katani. The Mishnah Rishayna is not saying a din. De midina vaday ino isha ne'amenes loy mar tmei anilach lafkia atzmei bala. The truth is she's fundamentally not believed. Why not? Ready for this? Because, yes, there's a din of Shavi Anav Shei Chaticha Di Yisura, but not if you're Meshubit to somebody. I could create an Isser to myself, but not if I am owned by somebody else and it affects them. Shehi Meshubet Asloi. Ela Mishum Daha Milsa De Tmei Anilach Kesif Alei. Originally, fundamentally, a woman should not be believed to say Tmei Anilach, because there's no concept of Shavya Anav Shechaticha Di Yisura, because she's Meshubet to the Baal. The reason why she would be believed, it would be a Takanas Chachamim, namely, that because it's embarrassing for her to say she's violated, Takinu B'Mishna Rishayna L'Aminua, the rabbis enacted to believe her. Dilav de kushta ka'amra, because if it would not be true, lohava mizalzelas nafsha, she would never disgrace herself to say. But when the rabbanon saw that there's a concern, shema inei nosa ba'acher, they were oiker the original takana. Meaning, the first approach of the Ran is, she should be believed midai raisa, because shavi anaf shechaticha disura. So as the Ran, how could the chachamim be oiker davar min ha-toirah? Become ba'asei. So he's forced to say, well, maybe it's because the rabbanan are oiker the kedushin l'mafreya. No, that won't help if she was violated by nesin or a mamzer. So now the Ran is forced to say, the truth is we should never believe her. Midai raisa, she's not believed. Why? because she's meshubet to the Baal. The Baal has a Sheba to live with her. So she has no nemanu. The din of Shavi Anav Shechaticha Disura is not effective if you're meshubet to somebody. If you say, I hold this cholent as pig, so okay, fine, for you it's pig. But if you say, I'm usher to my husband, you have no kayach to do that, no kayach of Shavi Anav Shechaticha Disura to affect somebody else. Why would you have been be believed? There's a chazaka. You would never disgrace yourself to say that you were violated. But so the Chacham were masakin that you're believed. But now that they saw what came about as a result of their original takana, so then they rescinded it. So what I want to bring to your attention is two Perushim and the Achronim, how Shavi Anav Shechaticha D'Yisroel works. One of them is somewhat problematic here. Why would it be suspended if she's meshubet to somebody else? Namely, if the pshat in Shavi Anav Shechaticha D'Yisroel is believability, then you could say, we don't believe you at the expense of someone else. If it's that you create an Isser Neder, so we know if a woman made a neder, we're not going to force her to violate it because she's meshubed. The neder is chal. So I'm going to keep it short, I made a copy of the Pisrei Tshuvais, who summarizes the two different opinions of Shavi Anav Shechaticha D'Yisura. Pesachei Tshuva is found in Yaradeya Simen Aleph Sivkata Nirches. It's going on a very interesting halacha. The halacha is someone who shechs in front of Edim, a behemoth for a guy, and when a Jew comes to buy, he says, don't buy it. It wasn't shechted. So Edim saw him shechted for a guy. And then somebody comes to purchase it, and the guy said, no, it wasn't shechted. But Edim saw it was shechted. So the halacha is, you're allowed to buy it. We have Edos that it was shechted, but the guy, the shoychid who says it wasn't shechted, he can't eat it. Says the Pisrei Tshuva. Ayin b'shar hamelech. First he quotes the Shar hamelech. What?
Why did he say it wasn't shechted? What's his reason?
No, we don't know. He just says, the sheikh says this wasn't shechted. We have Edim who saw it was shechted. He says it wasn't.
What did he force to say, like he didn't want to not make the sale or anything?
A Jew came to buy it, assuming it was shechted, relying on the Edim that it was shechted, but the sheikh says it was not shechted. It's a treifa, it's a nebela. So we don't believe the Shoychid, but the Shoychid himself can't eat it. So first he quotes the Shar HaMelech. I was actually once at the Shar HaMelech's Kever in Livorno. The Shar HaMelech says, Ayin b'Shar HaMelech perek tes mehilchas ishas din samach vav. In the Hakdama of the Shar HaMelech, he says like this. Sometimes you get married. This is the best thing ever. Suddenly you get married. And when you married your wife, she was beautiful. She was stunning. You couldn't believe you married such a beautiful woman. And then 20 years later, 25 years later, 30 years later, you said, "What? This is not the same. She's not the same woman that I married." He said, "Are you kidding me?" "Of course she is. She stuck it out with you. She put up with you. However, you should be grateful. Always think of her, how she looked when you married her. Don't think how she looks now. Think of her, how she looked when you married her." Also, you should know, the Elia Rabba brings in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh that La'asad Lavai, women will be restored to the way they looked originally. So, okay, but that's what the Shar HaMelech writes in the Hakdama of the Shar HaMelech. He says he has so much Hakaras HaTov to his wife, even though Noshim don't always retain the same beauty as their youth. Anyway, he says, in case you need Sheva Brachas Taira, or not necessarily recommended, but it's still kedai to know. Okay. Shehuva b'tshuvas mahari bason, simen pei. Nestapek b'chol mokoim sha'amru shavi anav shechatichet yisura imi din nidre. Iser nagubay? What's the pshan in sham anav shechatichet yisura? Is it like a neder? What do you mean neder? Ve'afo pishen mamish k'neder. It's not like the guy makes a neder, it's pig. Yeah. Oh, if it's a neder, could you be mater neder? No, the less of a shayla, but ulai hechmiru b'cham k'may b'nezira shimshayin. Maybe the cham were just machmer that it should be treated like a neder. Einoi elamidin hoidoas bal din. Right, the halach is if I say I owe you money, even if you know I don't owe you money, so I owe you money, I said I owe you money, it's like hoidoas bal din, k'may edim dami. He brings v'harav mishpat tzedek chelek alef simen samach he pshitolei milsa d'midin nidre iser nagabai. He says it's pashat, it's midin nidre iser. V'hu zal tama alav. The Mari Basan questions the midivrei tshuvas harajba hevia beisiz v'evna ezer b'misha toin shekidash asa isha mevor da'af tehechad loishayach taima de nidre iser, even where nidarim is not shayach. You can't have a neder if a guy says, I married you. So what, he made a neder, he married you? There's no such thing as a neder on marriage. Even k'neged edim. The Noid Behuda writes to a shoyal who wants to say, Shavi anav shechatich d'yisura is a neder. The Noid Behuda says, this is a shtus. This is a shtus she'in kamoyu, that shavi anav shechadich l'sor. The whole nedarim is based on the fact that you need bitui svasayim. What lashoy neder? When you said this is pig, you didn't say koinam karba neder. You don't have any verbiage of nedarim. Well, how could this be a neder? Or there's no hatfasa. Let's say a guy on Monday says, Hayom yom Shabbos kodesh shabai hayu avim oimim beveis hamigdash mizmor shir liyom ha-shabbos. It's aser b'malacha as a neder? Ask the Noda Behuda, how could Rabbi Akiva tell Rabbi Yeshua to go to Ran Gamliel on the day that it's Yom Kippur according to his cheshbon? What do you mean? Shavi anav shechaticha di yisura. On that I would ask, maybe there's no Shavi Anav Shechaticha D'Yisura in other words, if you say, right, he says according to this pshat, if somebody says on Monday that it's Shabbos, it should be Aser Al Tzeneder? Or how could Ram Gamliel be told by Rabbi Kiva tell Rabbi Shua to go to Ram Gamliel on the day that it's Yom Kippur? It's Aser Mitam Neder. So it sounds like there is no neder. You can, it's not shaykh to make a neder on a random day that it's Yom Kippur or on a Monday that it's Shabbos. I'm sorry. It sounds like he's saying that if it's because of neder, you should be able to Aser on a Monday, and maybe nobody would say that if you say on a Monday it's Shabbos, for sure that's not Shabbos. Everybody knows it's not Shabbos. But if it was Mitam Neder, so it should be Aser. Or how could Rabbi Akiva tell Rabbi Yeshua to violate his Neder, unless we say when it comes to Yom Tif, then since it's dependent on the Bez Din, there would be no Neder. In any event, the Noda Behuda says, when we say Shavi Anav Shechaticha D'Yisura, it's not Alts Neder. It's because Adam Neman Al Atzma Yoiser Mishnei Edim. It's because of Nemanus. But something that's impossible. Monday can't be Shabbos. The ninth can't be Yom Kippur. There's no Nemanus. Meaning, Noda Behuda says, according to my understanding, that's a din of Nemanus, then you can't say today's Shabbos. Today's not Shabbos. No, there's no nemanus that's possible to make it Shabbos. There's no nemanus possible to say on a day that's not Yom Kippur, that's Yom Kippur. But if it's neder, then you can make a neder on anything you want. Now, the big kasha on the sugya is that these two perushim of Shavya Nafshad Chaticha de Yisura, the Ran ultimately says, how could you make the woman live with the guy, but she created an Isser of Tmei'a Nilach, if the pshat here is if the pshat in Shavi Anachsha Chaticha de Yisura is Hoidoas Baldin Kamea Edim Dami, then you could say that if she's Meshumed to the husband, we say Hoidoas Baldin Kamea Edim doesn't work if it's Chav La Achrini. That's a rule in Emanus. Hoidoas Baldin doesn't work B'makom Shechav La Achirim. Hoidoas baldin b'makom shechav la'achrini does not work. But if it's a din in nedarim, then who cares if it adversely affects the husband? At the end of the day, she is asur to live with him. So the stipler asks that bishlama, if it's hoidoas baldin, bishlama according to Noida Behuda, that it's hoidoas baldin. So you could say that b'makom shechav la'achrini, because she's meshubah to the husband, we can't believe her. But if it's midin neder, we should be able to believe her. By the way, you know, the Noida Behuda says that if it's midin neder, then you should be able to say Monday is Shabbos. But if it's Hoidas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, you can't. I'll still give you an illustration of that. You know, when someone makes an early Shabbos, there's a interesting shaila. A guy made an early Shabbos, and then he remembered he didn't put on tefillin. So they came to Rebbe Yashiv. And the Rebbe Yosha said, okay, be mater neder. It's not actually Shabbos. Early Shabbos is not actually Shabbos. It's a neder. You made a new Shabbos, so be mater neder.
Can a woman take a bachumer upon herself? Or is it like a neder and she's meshubah to her husband?
That affects him? Again.
Okay, if you're the pig case, not necessarily affecting him.
The what case?
If they're sitting at the kitchen table and she says that this lamb in front of me is big, that's not going to affect him. It's just...
No.
It affects his money, I guess.
A woman could take a neder and he could only be matured if it affects him, or if it's Zvarim Shabeina Labeina, or if it's Nidre Yinei Nefesh. Anyway, this is a major topic. By the way, this is... You know, if a guy says to his wife... Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, you know. So is he believed, is he not believed? It's one suffix, it's two sveikos. That's also involves the topic of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha D'Yisura. The Nesivus asks, a husband's also meshubah to her husband for Sherek Sus and Eina. So let's say he says to her, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Why is he believed? Because of Shavi Anafsh Chaticha de Yisura? But isn't he Meshubah to her? Why do we say in Ksubis, we say in Ksubis on Daf Tes, you know, a husband is Neman to say Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, and therefore she's Aser. So Gemara says, why are you believed? It's a Svek Sveika. So Gemara says, by Ishas Kohen, it's one Suffik. Or, she, you know, he married her at a certain age, so we know it wasn't it was tachdav. But why is he believed? Isn't he meshubit to her? So, if he's meshubit to her, it's shavei nafsh chaticha d'yisura b'makom dechav la'achirim. The Nesiva says, but since he could divorce her and stop the Sheba doesn't affect his ability to be believed through Shavi Anafshe Chaticha D'Yisura. But she doesn't have the capacity to divorce him. So her Shibud is definite. His Sheba to her, since he could terminate it, is not definite. Okay, friends, Bezal Hashem, next Sunday morning, we'll try to do something on Sadi Aleph. And next week, with the help of the Almighty, we begin Masechta Nazir. Shkoyach, everyone. Thank you very much.
Isn't there also something about that he wouldn't have gone through the trouble for the Suda?
He would. That it's a chazaka?
That you say that if he wouldn't believe it, he wouldn't go ahead and say this and have spent all that money and time and effort on the Sudas, and therefore he has a tzad to believe.
I don't remember so well. The Gemara and Ksubas Tesamana. Ha'omer pesah pesuk matzasi nemel oisrala v'amai svek svekuhu savek tav zavein and tavim tazor metachdav sav b'ayin sav baratzayin. But it's mashma that if it's one suffik, he's neman. Why is he neman? Rashi says because of shavia nafsha chaticha diyisura. So the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivas, asks, what about the fact that he's meshubah to her? You're saying there's a different reason he's believed. Rashi says he's believed there because of shavia nafsha chaticha diyisura.
Something a man's believed that saying something because
could be
gone.
Yeah, I hear. I don't remember exactly. I think you're remembering correctly, but I don't remember exactly.
I'm older than you, so I have a worse memory.
Okay. We may have had an Eon share on it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.